Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
If you're a regular listener to this programme, you will know that there are few things that annoy me as much as phantom buses. The bus that just doesn't appear. It's on the app. It's coming on the screen. 3 minutes, 2 minutes, 1 minute. No 16 bus. Not there. Never mentioned again. Just vanishes. However, the NTA, I am delighted to see today, finally, they've announced they're going to launch this new automatic vehicle location system. It's happening late next year, due to be completed in 2026. But you're going to be able to track the bus. So they're finally, there'll be no more phantom buses. We'll have real time. We'll know when this bus is coming. The question, though, is this going to fix our public transport system? Lynn is with me on the line from the Lusk Action Group. Lynn, do you welcome this as much as I do?
I do, yes. Although it's still another year away, unfortunately. More than a year, I think.
It's nearly two.
Yeah. Well, we were told this time last year, November last year, that it would be 2 years. So, I think we're about a year away from it. So, will it fix it? I think it will go some of the way towards fixing some of the issues. Certainly not all of the way. There are kind of systems that are being brought in by Dublin Bus, like you mentioned, they call it the next generation AVL. One of the things that will work, I think, is that the NTA are now consolidating their customer complaints. So they're calling this Capita. Now, we were told, and I'm assuming that it is being rolled out, that Bus Éireann are being rolled out this month on this Capita. And then the others will be rolled out within 3 to 4 months after that. Now, that will go a long way to helping matters, because as it is, there are so many different services that people don't generally know where to complain. Mm-hmm. And they complain to the wrong person. So with this Capita, all the complaints go into the central system, and then they can make amendments to the bus services based on those complaints. Whereas it's a bit scattered at the moment and difficult to do that. So I think that will help.
Yeah. So what we find out today is that the NTA, we know from last December, this €68.5 million contract was awarded to Trapeze Group UK to bring in the automatic vehicle location system. And I have a statement from the NTA separately today, because I've obviously hugely interested in this as a public transport user, and know a lot of our listeners are too. What they're telling me today, they themselves are greatly concerned about the quality and accuracy of the real-time info. This project to implement this new nationwide system for all buses, it is underway. The rollout is going to commence late next year. It'll be completed in late 2026. So 1,800 buses across the country, Lynn, have to have this new system installed on them in such a way that the buses aren't taken out of service, because you can't physically, deploy simultaneously this system, I suppose, on all routes or on all particular buses. So they'll have to take some out, to put on whatever the tech is that'll go on to this. So, mm-hmm. It's going to take some time, and obviously, you'd have to wonder then, will there be an effect to routes and services when that happens? I mean, maybe people are willing to stomach that for the greater good of having this locator, but it's probably not the final piece in the jigsaw.
No, I don't think so, to be honest with you. And I think there's lots of very practical issues that go right back to the bus depot in terms of a lack of bus mechanics. They have a huge shortage of bus mechanics, especially in Dublin Bus at the moment. And simple things like there's a delay in new drivers getting CPC cards, which are their certificate of professional competence. So there's always kind of delays, even from the level of the bus depot. There's always going to be practical delays. Now, out here, we get the reasons that we get are many for delays, and they'll say because we're so far out, because it's such a distance between Lusk and, Dublin City, that they'll run into traffic issues, they'll run into roadworks, etc. In some respects, since we spoke last year, it has improved, and they've done things like they've put on an extra bus service. But our population out here in Lusk is growing at such a rapid rate. You know, and the same in kind of neighbouring Rush and Donabate, that, you know, there continues to be capacity issues. So even that the extra buses now, even with the extra 33X, the express service in the morning, even they are kind of still overcrowded now, you know. So there needs to be a continuous kind of assessment. So that's where the vehicle location, the automatic vehicle location, will be helpful. And there's other kind of technology that they're putting in that they can look at punctuality and reliability.
That might help with it too. Stephen McBride is with us as well. And Stephen is an app developer who developed the Next Dublin Bus app back in 2011. Is this a welcome development today, Stephen?
Yeah, I think it's a great development. Hopefully, it will improve the reliabilities of the app times that people see on the NTA's own app and on third party apps like myself. So yeah, definitely welcome this development.
You developed your own app for Dublin Bus because you'd noticed that there was some, well, dissatisfaction, if you want to put it mildly, with the official Dublin Bus app.
Yeah. So nearly 15 years ago at this stage, I developed my own app. Dublin Bus had just launched their own app on iPhone and they had nothing for Android at the time. So I took it upon myself just to develop something, and it kind of progressed from there really over the years.
I'd say the Android users were delighted about that.
they were happy, yeah. And then it went out on iPhone after a few years as well.
Yeah, it's funny. I mean, I don't know about listeners today, but I liked the Dublin Bus app when we had it. It was great. And now they've moved to this TFI Live app, and I absolutely bloody hate it.
yeah, you're not the first one that I've heard that about, right? I think the NTA could rework the app a little bit to make it a bit more user friendly. But it does an awful lot of things of that app that the old Dublin Bus app didn't do. So
but it's not user friendly, Stephen.
Yeah, I know. Unfortunately, the reality is like with a lot of these kind of government apps, the emphasis isn't always on user experience. Unfortunately, it's just the nature of things.
What are the problems with the current system as you see it?
The main issue is probably these ghost buses that people talk about. So these are when buses just drop off the apps.
Or, sure, it's coming and you're watching your app and the bus will be there in 2 minutes and then you're at the bus shelter or the bus station and you look at the screen and the bus will be there in 1 minute and then there's no bus. Appears. No bus appears. Yeah. No bus ever comes.
Oh yeah,
it's remarkable.
Yeah, that's one of the main issues with the current system, and that's just down to the back end systems not being as good as they could be, I believe. So this tender should hopefully the awarding of this tender should go some way to addressing that. So people will see that if a bus is cancelled, it will be reliably showing in the app as cancelled and things like that. That's something to hopefully look forward to.
This update, will it actually improve things?
I can't guarantee it, but I would be hopeful that it will, yeah. You're probably better speaking to the NTA in that regard, though. Mm. Yeah, clarification, I would say, because I'm just an unofficial app developer.
Yeah, I know that. Regular bus public transport and an app user, but you saw problems with the initial app and came up and developed your own. I mean, like, there's a little bit of me that thinks, you know, it's 2024 and we're not even going to get with the times till next year.
Yeah, I know. These things, unfortunately, move fairly slow. You know, things like even you being able to pay with your phone on the bus, that's been in development for a number of years at this stage. It's a complex thing to do, though. You know, there's an awful lot of moving parts in the background to make it all happen.
It's not as simple as I think, then.
No, it's never as simple as you think, unfortunately. I'm a software developer by trade, and, you know, when someone comes with a proposal that they think is simple, it's often not the case. When you actually dig into it, these things are not.
Well, how do they do it in every other European country?
They do it. Like, these things can take a while. I believe London, you know, to get to where they are at with regards to payments and things like that, it took many, many years to get there.
Really?
So it doesn't happen overnight.
Yeah. I was in London 2 weeks ago, and Stephen, I have to say, like, the public transport system is just, it was a pleasure to use. We came in from Heathrow, got the Elizabeth line direct into Bond Street, direct back out to Heathrow. And I mean, sure, it was a joy.
Yeah.
It's lovely.
It's night and day compared to here, but things are improving here at the same time, I believe.
Yeah. Why is the current app so inaccurate then? Just its software in the background?
Yeah, there's multiple factors at play. The operators probably not being, you know, Dunbus and Go Ahead need to be more diligent in telling the NTA that services are cancelled and things like that. There's a lot of issues in the background, I think. There's no one kind of silver bullet that will fix everything, unfortunately.
But in the main, it is welcome positive news today.
Yeah,
good.
For sure.
Well, nice to talk on a positive note. So, Stephen McBride, thanks a million for joining us here in Lunchtime Live.
Cheers. Thanks, Andrea.
Joshua is with us as well. This new bus tracking system to tackle disappearing buses, is it a good development, Joshua?
Hi, Andrea. Yeah, I think it's a pretty good development. I mean, I suppose my main concern would be that it actually is delivered on time. I mean, you talked about it taking a year, but like, it's taken almost over a decade and we still don't have the payments for contactless on buses, and that deadline has been pushed out time and time again. So I'd be concerned that it actually does get delivered on time. And then I suppose the other thing is, the last speaker talked about the making sure that when a bus is cancelled, it shows up on the app as cancelled. As far as I know, that doesn't need the ABL tracking system to change. That only requires someone in Dublin Bus or the NTA to, when a bus is cancelled, actually change it on the app. And that's been raised multiple times, but that's still not happening. It seems to me that when you're running a service and then you cancel it, you should inform your customers. And we've had that discussion many times before, but that's still not happening.
The latest thing that I noticed, I was on an awful rant about this one day lately, Joshua, on the bus, scheduled. You know, would say the 16 bus that passes the area, that the route that I live on, and then you can see it'll say route 16, direction Dublin Airport, departs from maybe where I am in 6 minutes, and then there'll be in brackets scheduled, and then this bus will vanish. So surely all the buses are scheduled.
Well, so scheduled means that it doesn't. The live tracking, the ABL system, isn't working. From my experience and probably your own experience, 90% of the time, if the live trafficking isn't working, the bus isn't showing up. Because all of the buses have live tracking.
There's more and more of them saying scheduled now. I notice all the time.
So if it says scheduled, it's cancelled. But what's not happening is, basically what happens is, when the live tracking system isn't working, the app defaults to the timetable's time and it shows that a bus is scheduled to show up at this time. That's good, because obviously if the ABL system, for some technical glitch, cuts out, then it still shows that there's a bus scheduled. But what should be happening is, so when a bus service is cancelled, and particularly with the long, like, it's one thing if it's a 15-minute, every 15-minute bus, but I've seen this happening on buses that only show up once an hour. If that service has been cancelled, that someone needs to go into the app and change that to cancelled. And I mean, also, they should be using anyway, they can, to contact customers. They should be putting it out on Twitter. They should put it out on their website. And that should be running just being proactive and giving people the information that when they're cancelling their service, that they tell people that that's happening. And that just still doesn't seem to be happening.
What about you, Chris? Have you been the victim of a disappearing bus? Can you hear me, Chris? You can. Have I got Chris?
Hello?
Hi, Chris. How are you? You can hear me all right. You can.
Yeah.
Do you welcome this new bus tracking system?
Well, all I can say is, like many a thing that the government promises, if it happens on time, yes, that'd be great. If it's what it's supposed to do, that'd be great. But looking at things that the government has been involved in, I can't see any of them being great. My problem is exactly what you see, and which is the most galling and most annoying thing, is that when you see it on your app, that the bus is going to be there in the next 5 to 10 minutes, you get up to the bus stop, 3 minutes to go, and as you said, you go onto it again, scheduled, and then it just disappears. 2 minutes, and it could be 20, 25 minutes for the next bus there. Unfortunately, I'm on a route that there isn't enough buses that services the area, which is Clongriffin and Balgriffin. There just isn't enough buses.
So when your bus doesn't arrive, it's a real pain in the rear end.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, look,
and it can be costly. it can be costly because I might have to go back to the establishment that I was if the weather is bad and have another beer or two and go back out again and get the next one.
Yeah, I'd say that's the only solution, all right, Chris. Well, as I said, the NTA have told us in a statement today that the rollout is going to commence late next year, late 2025, and then it'll be completed in late 2026. So that's the words from the National Transport Authority this afternoon. Lynn, Chris, Joshua, Stephen, thanks a million for joining us on the programme. The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.